Let's read together 1 Kings chapter 5. In this chapter, we have King Solomon's preparations for building the temple. 1 Kings chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon because he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, for Hiram had always loved David. Then Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, "You know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, because of the wars which were fought against him on every side, until the Lord put his foes under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. As the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, 'Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name. Now therefore command that they cut down cedars for me from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will pay you wages for your servants, according to whatever you say. For you know that there is none among us who has the skill to cut timber like the Sidonians.' So it was, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly and said, 'Blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over this great people.' Then Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, 'I have considered the message which you sent me, and I will do all you desire concerning the cedar and cypress logs. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea. I will float them in rafts by sea to the place you indicate to me, and will have them broken apart there. Then you can take them away, and you shall fulfill my desire by giving food for my household.' Then Hiram gave Solomon cedar and cypress logs according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat as food for his household, and 20 cores of pressed oil. Thus Solomon gave to Hiram year by year. So the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he had promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon. And the two of them made a treaty together. Then King Solomon raised up a labor force out of all Israel, and the labor force was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They were 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was in charge of the labor force. Solomon had 70,000 who carried burdens and 80,000 who quarried stone in the mountains, besides 3,300 from the chiefs of Solomon's deputies who supervised the people who labored in the work. And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. So Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gebalites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones to build the temple." Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. In this chapter, we see King Solomon making preparations for the first temple in Jerusalem. King David, Solomon's father, had wanted to build this temple, but God had said no, because David was a man of war, and God wanted the country to be at peace when the temple was built. Look again at what Solomon says in verses 3 through 5. "You know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, because of the wars which were fought against him on every side, until the Lord put his foes under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, 'Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name.'" David had already brought the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem, and he had already given Solomon, his son, plans and material for the temple. I'm reading 1 Chronicles chapter 28, beginning at verse 11. "Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule or porch, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord. He gave gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of service, also silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service, the weight for the lampstands of gold and their lamps of gold, by weight for each lampstand and its lamps, for the lampstands of silver by weight, for the lampstand and its lamps according to the use of each lampstand. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread, for each table, and silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the forks, the basins, the pitchers of pure gold, and the golden bowls. He gave gold by weight for every bowl, and for the silver bowls, silver by weight for every bowl, and refined gold by weight for the altar of incense and for the construction of the chariot, that is, the gold cherubim that spread their wings and overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 11 through 19. Notice from this passage that the building of the great temple in Jerusalem was not just David's bright idea. No, God had given David the plans for the temple. Look again at verse 19 here in 1 Chronicles 28. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. So all of this was God's work. While the building of the great temple brought fame to Solomon, this work was for the glory of God. The temple was the house of the Lord, and the building of the temple was the work of the Lord. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. So doctrinal point number one, God will provide the right people for his work. God will provide the right people for his work. In verse 1, we read, now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon, because he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, for Hiram had always loved David. Isn't that interesting? Just when Solomon needed some help to get the temple project going, along comes Hiram, king of Tyre. Now, do you think this was all coincidence? Of course not. God will provide the right people for his work. Hiram was just the right person to help Solomon at this point. Hiram had known and loved King David, Solomon's father. In fact, Hiram had built a palace for David, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 11. So God had arranged that there would be a good relationship between Solomon and Hiram. Hiram was just the right person to help Solomon. Hiram had the knowledge and the means to help Solomon build the house of the Lord. Hiram was from Tyre of Phoenicia, and we know from history and archaeology that the Phoenicians had the know-how for building large and magnificent buildings. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 13 that Hiram sent skillful men and a master craftsman to Solomon to help with the building of the house of the Lord. God will provide the right people for his work. Notice also from verse 13 to the end of the chapter here in 1 Kings chapter 5, that Solomon had thousands of workers available to cut timber and quarry large and costly stones for the house of the Lord. God will provide the right people for his work. The Gebalites of verse 18 would be Gentiles from northern Phoenicia who helped in the building of the temple. You know, I believe we may have a prophetic picture here of the way it will be during the millennial kingdom of Christ on this earth. The saved Gentiles in the kingdom at that time will help in the building of the millennial temple. But now, do you see the teaching for us here in this chapter? God will provide the right people for his work. Just as the Lord provided Hiram for Solomon and the temple project in that day, so God will provide the right people to help you in the work of the Lord in this day. Let me ask you, are you involved in some ministry or some other aspect of the Lord's work at this time? Do you need help? Listen, you can be sure that if your ministry or project is of the Lord, He will provide the right people for the job. Wait on the Lord in this matter. As many of you know, I've been involved with Growing Christian Ministries now for about 30 years. We're not a big ministry, but we've expanded quite a bit since we started. All along the way, God has always provided the right people for the job. Computer experts, radio contacts, tape editors, you name it. God will provide the right people for His work. Doctrinal point number two, God will provide the right material for His work. God will provide the right material for His work. Not only did the Lord provide the right people for Solomon, He also provided the needed material for the temple project. Solomon had plenty of food to give away, as we see in verse 11, but he needed cedar wood and cypress wood for the building of the temple. God provided it. Skilled lumbermen of the Sidonians, verse 6, cut down cedar and cypress trees of Lebanon and floated them down to Israel in log rafts. God provided the right material for His work. You know He'll do the same for us today? Is the Lord calling you to do something for Him right now? Some ministry? Some project? Some work of faith? Listen, if it's really of the Lord, and not just for your own glory, you can be sure that the Lord will provide the needed finances and material for His work. You don't have to worry about the proverbial well running dry. Again, let me use Growing Christian Ministries as a testimony to God's provision. Whether it be the radio ministry or tape ministry or website ministry or written ministry, we have never been in the red. God has always provided the needed support, and we've never had to beg for money. God will provide the right material for His work. Practical application. Do you know the Lord as Jehovah Jireh? Do you know the Lord as Jehovah Jireh? In Genesis chapter 22, when God provided the ram caught in the thicket to take the place of Isaac on the altar, Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. I'm reading Genesis chapter 22, verses 13 and 14. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, or the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Jehovah Jireh is one of God's names. It means the Lord will provide. Do you know the Lord as Jehovah Jireh? Do you have any needs right now? Financial needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs? Do you need to make an important decision at this time? If you look to the Lord and trust Him, you will find that He will provide just what you need. The Lord will provide. Do you know the Lord as Jehovah Jireh?